I want to provide the listeners with a little bit of an insight. I know when you speak, you talk about the mind, as opposed to most of us are familiar with my mind, my personality, my ego.
Yeah.
So I notice that when you reference what I would usually perceive as you saying my mind, my ego, my, you'd say the
no,
enlightened.
It's not yours, you see. And as you practice spiritual principles, you know, you begin to see that. Now, I'd say to get over the identification of the mind and the body, the body is an it, and it's a comical it. It's like a puppet. To me, it's like an adopted it as a pet, you know. And the mind also is an it.
Can the mind be a pet? Can the mind be a pet, or is it just trouble?
Well, people value their mind. They value the entertainment value of it, you know. Because the leading edge of the ego is the experiencer, you see. And the experiencer is like an incredibly complex processor. It grew out of evolution. You see, the amoeba's got to process pretty quickly, whether this is something you're going to eat or something that's going to eat you. So the experiencer becomes extremely adept at handling massive amounts of information. And the experiencer is what the ego considers to be the self. The experiencer occurs 1/10,000th of a second delay after reality. It's like the tape monitor off of a tape recorder has a plug you can plug in with the earphones. And what you're hearing is what you just recorded 1/10,000th of a second before. You're not recording the original, you're recording the recording of the original. So the ego never experiences, until it reaches a pretty high level, reality itself. Because reality itself is iridescent, glistening, radiant, stunning. It's very hard to really even function in that awareness. Everything is conscious and alive because everything radiates divinity as its essence. The ego is not used to that. When it's first revealed, it pretty much silences the ego forever. And one survives without the mind thinking, actually. You don't really think. Yeah. It's just you know it because I guess it's the radiance of the essence, you know. Through one's persona, you learn how to communicate with the world again. But once the mind becomes silent, it takes quite a while to learn how to refunction. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To those of us who are accustomed to listening to linear, when people ask me, I say you have your foot in both worlds. One foot in the earth and you've experienced the other world.
That's the way you explain it.
And that could be very paradoxical. So I have a question as far as how can the listeners listen to this program to benefit them the most?
Mm. Well, the core of the work is that you can discern truth from falsehood for the first time in human history. That the ego, the human mind, intrinsically, in and of itself, by virtue of its structure, is unable to do it. It reaches approximations. The mind, only if it follows very strict rules, is it likely to reach any kind of truth at all. You know, the dialectic of reason is quite demanding and logic. And if you violate it, if you beg the middle and you violate the various rules of logic and ethics, etc., you end up with falsehood. You get up with wishful, childish thinking. So calibration levels below 200 are emotionalized wishful thinking. They're awful people, and I hate them, and they'll tell you why, and all. See, that's how they experience it. So even to get up to intellectual truth, the world of science doesn't depend on what your opinion is. You know, your interpretation of science may. But science itself is very strict and run according to mathematical laws, and now instituted by computers. But it eliminates subjectivity and opinion, you know. And then when you get beyond that, now you're in a different paradigm of truth. Truth, what do you mean by truth? You mean factual, linear truth, or what do you mean by truth? An infinite power that contextualizes. So you're moving from the content to the field. The unsophisticated mind thinks that everything is in the content. The sophisticated mind realizes that the power is in the field. From 200 calibration level, 200 below is force. 200 and up is power. So power does effortlessly what force cannot do even with its best efforts. Mahatma Gandhi, who calibrated at 700, just stood up to the British Empire. The British Empire was the greatest power the world had ever seen. It ruled half the planet, ruled all the seas, and the sun never set on the British Empire. The calibration level of the British Empire at the time was about 190, which is pride. So the British pride was against Gandhi's peaceful intention at 700. So the power of the 700 eventually vanquished the force at 190. And this 90-year-old, they used to even call him colored, this 90-year-old colored, defeated the entire British Empire without firing a shot.
Pretty impressive.
Now that's 700 then. So the collective intention of mankind is what sets the overall calibrated level of consciousness. My view of the future of mankind is very optimistic because it's on the rise. And once it's on the rise, it doesn't easily elect to go back down again. It doesn't easily choose that.
That's very hopeful. You know, I work with a lot of different spiritual authors and metaphysical teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And there's those two opinions, one that the end times and Armageddon, and the other that there's a spiritual revolution going on.
We calibrated that at 70. Yeah, 70.
So you're of a place that we'll keep moving upwards and that it would be very hard to fall.
To understand spiritual reality, you would see that it has no choice but to evolve. It isn't like consciousness has an option. It's a quality of consciousness, like cork and water. It's intrinsic. The cork doesn't decide to go up. It doesn't cause itself to go up. As a consequence of that which it has become, it rises. As a consequence of that which it has become collectively, mankind is on the rise. Mm-hmm. Of course, people think, well, if everybody gets more spiritual, you know, life's going to be more peaceful and everything is going to be hunky-dory. And it's going to be, we'll all dance around the maypole, you know, with posies. No, no. Christ said, I didn't bring you the sword of peace. I brought you the sword of truth, because truth can also be very disruptive. The sword of truth, then, can be quite disruptive.
Now, disruptive, in what way? Can you expand on that for us?
The way that life is going is changing, see? So we see recently WorldCom and around all these big giant corporations, because the consciousness level of mankind is now above that of integrity, 207. What they were doing calibrates at 190. Well, in a society at 190, that would be fine. But once you move to 207, you're going to see disruption. Bankruptcies, collapse, firings, people going to prison. Yeah, that's what Jesus Christ said. You know, if I reveal the truth to you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have social harmony instantly. He didn't come here to bring social harmony any more than teaching people how to discern truth from falsehood. It's going to bring social harmony. It's going to bring disruption to some people.
Now, if one's commitment is to integrity and to truth.
If that's your highest goal, then if you're in error, you're grateful to be shown the error. At first, it may be a little emotionally upsetting, but if it's explained, therefore, the writings I do, I try to buttress this truth by contextualizing it in such a way that it's comprehensible. So when Jesus says, forgive them for they know not what they do, that sounds like a great idea. Try doing it. And then, of course, the miracle says, you know, be willing to forgive. Yeah, go ahead. Let's see you do it. Let's see you forgive somebody who's done you all kinds of wrong. Well, then you come across Socrates, who says, man doesn't have any choice. He can only choose that which he perceives to be the good. He doesn't have any option. He can't voluntarily choose the bad. He has to always pick what he thinks is the best solution. And his only error is he's mistaken. Why is he mistaken? Because his software will play any kind of a tune you want on your hardware. And you can program anybody to believe anything. It's hard to believe, but you can brainwash anybody to believe anything. Anything. There are belief systems and cults out there that believe in things that are so bizarre, you'd say you'd have to be psychotic and intoxicated to go with it. Not only do they go with it, they take their whole family with them, and, you know, kill themselves 90 people at a time or something. You say, man, can't be that stupid. Oh, yeah, they can.
That
whole masses of society kill themselves off.
Right.
They follow a megalomaniac leader who calibrates at 70, 40.
So you think you've found a way to help us discern,
that kind of mistake? So mankind can't help himself because he lacks the tool. How does he know what the temperature is out with a thermometer? So all we've done is invented a compass. Okay, now with the compass, you can see the number of skeletons at the bottom of the tree that are collected over the centuries is incredible. You know, in the Great Lakes alone, where I grew up, Great Lakes, 6,000 ships are at the bottom of the sea. Wow. 6,000, just wow. The Great Lakes. That's only recent times, because North America has only been occupied a short time. Imagine how many are at the bottom of the oceans for lack of a compass. So all we've done is discovered a compass.
And the compass is a scale of consciousness.
That's all. It tells you north from south, true from false, and like a compass to tell you how many degrees off it is. It's very, very simple. You know, people try to complicate it or challenge it, or their motive is not too high, because when you hear there's a way to tell truth from falsehood in a second, anybody who's integrous would say, hey, how do you do that? You know, I said, I can tell you how you can make a million in 5 seconds. They wouldn't waste any time, would they?
Yeah.
No, people are afraid they're going to find out things they don't want to know. So I tell people, unless you can handle the possibility of the answer, don't ask the question.